I thought we'll flip it, just flicking it around, I think. One stage we had 25 kicks, 60 handballs. So it's just, it's not what any AFL team should be about, let alone one against an elite pressure team like Sydney in their forward half, trying to get the ball out. So, look, we've spoken about that. I thought second, in the last quarter, we worked on that. We addressed that. We're better. And I just thought, there's a few times I thought, you know, their pressure and that was super, but there's just occasions where it looked like we really had great opportunities and for whatever reason, they didn't quite pan out, you know, whether it be a skill or a decision. And so that was disappointing. And but look, our players, kudos to their effort and their desire. I think that's unquestioned. And I think kudos to Sydney with the challenges they had. It's a bit like us last year in that final. No Johnson, no McFarlane, you know, with issues. Ballantyne breaks his jaw. Teams find a way to compete and almost get over the line. And I thought they did that super today. So for us, I think it's super positive. We go into a home prelim. Was always coming off a bye. That was a calculated risk. We should be better for it. I thought really challenging conditions, incredibly swirly and windy and slippery on the foot at times. So I thought Nathan's return was super. We told you'd be pretty good, and he was. I thought Hayden Ballantyne after 8 weeks was super. So yeah, we look at our wounds in a sense. We gather ourselves. We've got plenty of time to prepare for our opponent. We know what our best footy looks like. Tabernard was unlucky to go out. Probably in hindsight, we could have done with his height. So we'll have a look at that and move on.
Can you expand on Ballantyne, given...
Hey?
Can you expand on Ballantyne? 3 goals, a huge game after 3 months out.
Yeah, I think I've done that. I said he was really good, exceeded expectations really, but he's a credit to his preparation and... Well, good, he'll absorb that. But we knew he'd hardly missed any running at all. So he was super fit coming in. And it's a hard decision to leave people out that have been playing, but I think he vindicated his spot quite well.
Was that a weather decision with Tabernard? Did you expect more conditions than sort of
rain? Yeah, we saw the radars coming in, a lot of predictive. Perth weather's pretty hard to figure out at the minute. And so that was the way we went. We thought, first half, we're probably saying, yeah, it was a pretty good decision. And then when we're getting our mark down the line and that a little bit, you know, Grundy was a bit too big and strong for Maine at times. We probably could have done with that extra tall because put a bit of pressure on Pav. So that's something we'll look at, but no guarantee to change.
How nervous did you get in the last 10 minutes, or did you think it was Maine under control?
Yeah, no, look, we knew they were coming. It was just at times when you think, geez, we're out and we're going to kick one. It was one of those decisions or skill errors, so... and rubber the green sometimes, you know, in the forward 50, you think, geez, that could have gone our way, didn't, and then down the other end it goes their way a little bit, do you know what I mean? So, you know, yeah, I was concerned. You know, Goods was on fire. They started to bounce out of our forward 50 a bit, and but I knew we would fight, you know. Look, that would bring us to a hard edge, you know, so. But the narrative's been we haven't played our best footy. I think we agree with that. We've shown glimpses. I think the first half was pretty good. Third quarter, we had a bit of a wreck on our hands. I thought we turned it around, particularly in the first half of that last quarter. And as good teams do, they come again and took some half opportunities. Does that make sense?
Ross, how close did Luke come, and does 2 weeks give him enough time to get up?
Yeah, I think 2 weeks gives him a really good chance to get up, yeah.
What was the issue? Just calf soreness?
Yeah, just a bit of calf soreness, really. So I'm not fully au fait. They'll work through it, but yeah, suffice to say, it's like people got a back or they got a calf. He's got a calf, you know.
Touched on Fife earlier. The leg seemed okay until the end of the match. He kind of limped off. Is he okay?
Well, I haven't spoken to him. Clearly, he plays a physical game. Yeah, I haven't got an injury report for him, so I assume he's okay.
Just about his playing in general, bashing, crashing his usual self. How influential was he in your eyes today?
Pardon?
How influential was he in your eyes?
I thought he was okay. It's hard to individualise. Like, you're trying to sort stuff out. And I thought first half he was very good. I thought third quarter, he probably some decisions didn't help him. And then, yeah, he was solid. I think his highest possession winner, wasn't he? He played midfield, basically. So he was pretty good. But I thought our first half was good. I thought they got on top in the second half, but we fought on.
And Sutcliffe appeared to re-injure that shoulder.
He's a bit like McGovern. They've got a bit of an AC. But he was fine. He finished the game full of running. He got a knock and it So he'll, the 2 weeks will be really good for him.
There were sections of the crowd today, Ross, that were booing Adam Goods. What did you make of the whole situation?
I've been made aware of that situation. It's disappointing, personally. I can only speak for myself, but what I can, I think this is really simple. And once Adam made it was known that he was taking it in the context that he was, which he feels it's racist, and his teammates, I think the AFL family would prefer everyone just cheered for their own opposition and left Adam alone.
Were you surprised then that, because you were quite strong about it previously? And
I'm still quite strong about it.
Yeah. So were you surprised that there are still fans out there doing it?
I don't think it's for me to comment, other than that the position's clear. Everyone puts their head on the pillow at night and deals with their own conscience. Mine's pretty good with Adam Goods and the Indigenous community at large.
Ross, did you think the performance today endorsed your decision to rest so many players, or was it inconclusive?
No, I think it's probably a bit inconclusive with the second half, I think. Do you mean? It's a bit inconclusive, I think. First half, you're probably saying it's looking pretty good, but I thought they probably ran it a little bit stronger. You know, we know we get in a state that homeostasis and they like the continuity, and so playing around with that is a bit dangerous. So hopefully we'll get some benefit, but we're going to have to train hard. It's going to be a solid couple of weeks.
Ross, how do you handle the next week? Do you concentrate solely on yourselves, or do you keep an eye on the three potential opponents that you might have?
Yeah, it's a good point. We'll do our review first and foremost. And normally your review, you've got to punch through and then get on the opposition on a weekly. So it's a real treadmill. But this, we're in a position to really really thorough review and train and then move on to the opposition. So it's a mental rest, respite in some respects for us.
Without having played a game all year, is Ryan Crowley a serious chance of still playing AFL for this year?
It's a question without notice. It's not something I've thought of.
He's been out all season. You haven't thought that he'd be still a chance of playing?
Yeah, I think you're correct. He's been out all season, and you're correct on, I just said I haven't thought about it. So my position doesn't change because you re-asked the answer. I haven't thought about it.
Ross, in terms of that, if Peel were to make a grand final, would you give him consideration for that?
Sorry, what was the question?
If Peel was to make the grand final,
I'd be very happy for him.
He's eligible, the Waffle is saying.
Again, I think what's really done, you guys have done your research and looked at backstories, but the backstories aren't of interest to me today. I'm here to coach the team. Those are available. And I think that's what it's about. But I think we can get to those questions. Now you've put them on the, we can probably have a look at that, and if they're possibilities, would like Ryan to be playing footy if he can. I think it's as simple as that, do you know what I mean? Once he's cleared. I don't know all the permutations of that.
Ross, do you take any more notice of West Coast, given what they did last night and the fact you may have been one game away from playing it?
Oh, look, they were super, weren't they? And then I thought when the game opened up a bit, Hawthorn was super. So, look, we're clearly not on their side of the draw now until potentially grand final week. Is that correct? So, therefore, my strength or weakness is playing what's in front of me. We'll deal with West Coast if we have to. But clearly it's great for WA footy, two home prelims, pretty exciting times. But I'm squarely focused on Fremantle and potential upcoming opposition, and that's the way we'll stay. But, you know, there's distractions everywhere. You just got to stay focused. Yeah, but they were super impressive last night. They're going to be on the back of the quality that they played as in opposition. Hawthorn, we know what they stand for, and they were quite dominant West Coast. So they're rightly premiership favourites, logically, I would think.
Yeah, the week off in 2013, do you draw upon that and do you use that as a template for how you handle the play group over the next
year? Yeah, be a bit of a guide. Been to 4-5 prelims, I think. Can't remember. They're the hard, well, premierships are clearly hard to win, but prelims are incredibly hard to win. And you go to sudden death. So yeah, you've got all your notes, you've got all your training, and you draw on your experience and bring them to line as best you can. But prelims are really tough, really tough. But exciting. Like, we come here today nervous, anxious, but it's exactly where we wanted to be. Finish on top, get a home final. Clearly, you play that one interstate, it's harder. You know what I mean? So our boys deserve their week off. I'm thrilled for them. In saying that, we would have liked to play some better footy, but I thought they're formidable, Sydney, and whoever they play next is they're a really tough opposition, and I'm not sure if they get anyone back, but yeah, we may see them again. Who knows?